"Don't be afraid," said the stranger. "This is not Mr. Toil the schoolmaster, but a brother of his, who was bred a farmer. He won't trouble you, unless you become a laborer on his farm."
Hugh believed what his companion said, but was glad when they were out of sight of the old farmer, who bore such a singular resemblance to Mr. Toil. The two travelers came to a spot where some carpenters were building a house. Hugh begged his companion to stop a while, for it was a pretty sight to see how neatly the carpenters did their work, with their saws, planes, and hammers, and he was beginning to think he too should like to use the saw, the plane, and the hammer, and be a carpenter himself. But suddenly he caught sight of something that made him seize his friend's hand in a great fright.
"Make haste! Quick! Quick!"
cried he.
"There's old Mr. Toil again!"
The stranger cast his eyes where Hugh pointed his finger, and saw an elderly man who seemed to be overseeing the carpenters, as he went to and fro about the unfinished house, marking out the work to be done and urging the men to be diligent. And wherever he turned his hard and wrinkled visage, they sawed and hammered as if for dear life.
"Oh, no, this is not Mr. Toil the schoolmaster," said the stranger. "It is another brother of his, who follows the trade of carpenter."
"I am very glad to hear it," quoth Hugh. "But if you please, sir, I should like to get out of his way as soon as possible."